Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I'll just say a couple of things about myself that didn't make it into the introduction. First of all, I was a Buddhist monk in Sri Lanka in the 1980s. And when I was a monk, I trained in the Mahasi tradition of insight meditation and started to teach in that tradition, but then left it after a while through my own explorations of the Pali Canon and working with various meditators. And my basic orientation in looking at meditation was that what people experience in meditation actually defines what meditation is. That it's not necessarily about an external system or something that you read about and apply to your inner world. It's about going into your inner experience and facing it honestly and really seeing, well, what goes on when I sit with my mind and my body? What really does happen? And what I felt when I was learning how to teach meditation was that there was a strong emphasis on the teacher asking, you know, a set of prescribed questions to the student and getting yes and no answers and not really learning much about what happens when people meditate. And what I did and what you'll hear about today as far as this approach is to shift a emphasis to what the student actually experiences and to hear longer reports about meditation experience and to see that there's a great variety of things that go on when we meditate. We just don't have language for a lot of it. We're not used to talking about our experience. We're not used to actually bringing some of it to mind. So that's an important part of the approach to meditation that I'll be presenting today. But first, I would really like for us to have a period of meditation, you know, to really arrive here. And I'll just give you some of the basic instructions I give. And for the most part, the approach I teach is very open and unstructured. So you might be looking for instructions of what to do all the time, but I'm actually only going to give you instructions about what you might decide to do at any given time. So, for people who haven't meditated before, the basic instruction I would give would be to sit in a comfortable posture, and usually sit with your eyes closed, and be aware of the touch of your hands touching each other, your hands touching your legs, feet touching the ground, just some external contact of your body. Very simple. And the idea here is not to keep your attention solely on that contact of your body, but to let your thoughts and feelings and let your attention go to different things, to really allow your experience into the meditation sitting. So that you might even find that when you start the meditation sitting, you may be thinking about a conversation you had, about coming here, about what it is you might be doing or should be doing. Allow that to go on. You don't need to do anything to stop it. And if you feel like you're thinking too much, which you probably aren't, but you may feel that way, you can always bring your attention back to the touch of your hand or your feet or your rear touching the seat. And try not to stay there for a long time. You know, don't force your attention there. Just be very gentle with yourself, with your experience. You may just be there like a bird perching for a little while, and then you may find your mind goes to something else, and you can let it go to something else. You don't need to, in a sense, control or lead your experience as much as you may feel you do. And that's it. And for those of you who already have a meditation practice, which I assume is 99% of you, basically You can do the practice that you have been doing or not. The choice is always up to you. And this is an important feature, I think, around meditation that we often miss, that it's really important to develop a sense of our own ability to choose what we're going to do with our inner world. Our inner world's our own world. And to be able to have a sense that if you feel that you would like to, you know, focus on a certain emotion, you can do that. If you want to go over a dream you had last night, you can do that. If you want to stay with your breath for a while, and that seems to be easy and coming, you know, quite fully for you, then I suggest you do that so that you get a sense of where your attention goes and what you can meditate with. And this may seem a bit challenging, but actually, if it's all confusing, you can always just come back to touching your hands or your breath. That's the practice you've done, and just continue to sit. So we'll sit in silence for about half an hour, and I will need a bell. So if I can get a bell from somewhere. All right. Yes, that will do for this round. So just get a comfortable position, and we'll sit for about half an hour.